Even in the reading just now, I heard things that maybe I hadn't heard before. How about you? Did you hear new things tonight? And that's what's so amazing about the Word, that we could come to the same passage over and over and over again and hear something new every time in the reading or every time in the hearing. And yet, we know that that is how it works, and that is why we're here on Christmas Eve. We read the same gospel text every year, and yet we hear new, profound truths from Scripture. But we also need to hear it repeatedly because we often forget. And we need this time to gather to be reminded how God was coming into the world. Now, for some, I pay attention to how others are celebrating Christmas Eve, and I've seen Christmas in the barn. Have any of y'all heard about Christmas in the barn? Where there are some churches that are actually meeting it at farms and worshiping in barns because they want to embody that image of what that night was like for Jesus to come into the world. And then you have the other spectrum of the high church, right? Where, you know, we think about the Catholic Mass, the midnight service, and the choir singing into the cavernous spaces of the cathedrals. Two very different views of church. And then you find Parkwood, kind of right in the middle, right? We're not really in a barn, but no, we're really not in a cathedral either. But I think the point here is that no matter where you are, there is truth to the story. That in the reading of Scripture, the reading it out loud, that our words are doing something. For those who have been journeying through Advent with us at Parkwood, every week we've kind of had a theme, something to take away. And tonight, our word to take away is peace. And as I sit and I think about the story of Joseph and Mary traveling to Bethlehem, 9.5 months pregnant, I'm exaggerating, but I'm sure it felt that way, with a whole bunch of other people who also had to go to Bethlehem, and they couldn't find a place to stay. So they ended up in a place where she really probably didn't want to be, right? She was among the animals. And I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure the animals were not quiet. Do you know what I'm talking about? They were probably mewing and baying and hee-hawing because there was a donkey there. It was not quiet. And in this environment, she gives birth to Jesus, right? And I'm probably sure that even though Jesus was the Son of God, he probably came out screaming. Do you know what I'm talking? You know what I mean? I'm sure he didn't come out all docile and quiet and, oh, nice baby, you know. He was probably screaming. There is nothing peaceful about that. And then to know that they were then going to be, they did not know, Mary and Joseph did not know, but the shepherds then came and saw them. You just gave birth, and here are these strangers that are coming to tell you about what they heard from an angel. Not quiet whatsoever. And I think that's the takeaway, friends. There's nothing quiet about our lives today. There's nothing quiet from the minute we wake up until the moment we go to sleep. We're either getting text messages on our phones, or someone's calling us, or the emails are coming through, or we're caught in traffic and someone's honking their horns, or you're caught at the traffic light and you're hearing sirens for ambulances and fire trucks, or you're in the grocery line, you keep hearing that beep, and then you're like, man, did I scan that myself? Did I actually scan my self-checkout and put it in my bag? And that is the context in which Christ came into the world. Christ came into the chaos in the form of a baby, which draws us all the way back to the story of creation. That God spoke a word into the chaos to create all. The Word in Christ came to the world to recreate all things. Today, in the noisiness of life, the chaos, the non-peaceful setting we might find ourselves, the good news is Christ comes into the midst of that. And trusting that Christ's presence is there is what brings us peace. In the Word, we find peace. So in this crazy, chaotic, we like to say it was a silent night, and it so wasn't. And even in the chaos, God is present. And from there, we can. Is that good news for us tonight? I think so. In the name of the Father and of the Son.